I watch the gulls howling through the clouds and the trees, wild swaying, marking crazy time. These are strange thoughts, I confuse the dawn with dread, and so clutch at straws all the time. Do you? What amazes me is how ancient everyone seems, and how trite our repetitions and dramas. I've seen real suffering, a sort where everything collapses, and there's no remedy, and nothing else, no shelter, no roof, no fire to warm the freezing blood, no word that can calm the panic, no color to show the way back to beauty. So where are the gods going? Where did I go? Where did you go? I know about your lovers and the way you like to keep me on as a kind of retainer. You do it because you do like me and you feel pity of sorts. And sometimes you're bored and other times you actually believe. You may be going mad and need a handrail. This is pretty commonplace. Why are you not more angry and dismissive? I would find it easier to cope with rage or that sort of disdain that makes you wonder how far away I am really from here. On the horizon line, there are the hidden closer things, and I've never held your hand, not even one, not even once. I have never even remained so close as to feel the skin of what you are or the book you are reading. I love it when you pivot towards me with a look that's like a flower opening. I find poetry can be like a kiss, but let's be honest, it isn't. Nor is it anything else. The way of life has become unbearably elsewhere. An abstraction listlessly grips me. I can sit for hours. I can watch how you have the great beasts that watch, and how the howling creatures haunt you by the perimeter gate. I see the fear and the dangers and the wild shrieking metal stalk that is ripping at the soul's carcass. What space are you alive best in? Do you have the kind of dreams that tug at you in daylight? Is there always a dread walking just over your shoulder? Who you see when you look out? Has there ever been a time when nothing troubled the days, when every feeling seemed to have the right balance and harmonized? When I walk in the shopping center and watch the people in their desperation, I wonder, like we all do, who are they? What do they need? What do they really need? And if they have that one else? The scowls are everywhere and the hands reaching out. Who fucks who and what does it mean when we say anything at all? I hold words to the ground. You said I should have thrown many, many more, and then I would have had as many battles. I like the way you swing your body like it eases itself between the issues of time and space. All that will remain of us is surely beyond us. I once saw you smile as if you were forbidding something. Perhaps one day you will smile again in the opposite way.